Cassandra King is coming to town tonight, and she's probably best known for her her two previous books, Same Sweet Girls and The Queen of Broken Hearts. But her new book, Moonrise, is kind of a 21st century take on the classic Daphne du Maurier book, Rebecca. And it's the story of Helen Honeycutt, which, of course, makes it different than du Maurier's Rebecca, where we never learn the name of the main character. But Helen Honeycutt is the new and second wife of a charismatic television journalist named Emmett Justice. Of course, the problem is that Emmett's first wife was perfect.
Like Rebecca.
Yes, like Rebecca. And Helen is having a very hard time fitting into this kind of elite circle that Emmett is the center of. Because of that, she does this wrong, she does that wrong, and everything kind of falls apart. So Emmett, to try and make things better, invites the entire circle up to this beautiful Appalachian estate that had once belonged to his previous wife.
And Darren, this is a Decatur Library event.
Yes, this is at the Decatur Library tonight, 7:15. It's a Georgia Center for the Book event. And of course, if there's one author that would know how to deal with the shadow of a very famous husband, it would be Cassandra King, who is married to Pat Conroy.
Darren, not all writers fit the mold of author or even poet. Some set their words to music.
Yeah, Paul Simon, you wouldn't necessarily think of as an author, but he is coming to Emory as part of the Richard Ellman series to talk about the act of writing. The emphasis is going to be much more on writing, much less on music, although there is a music performance as part of the Ellman lecture series this year. It's a series of four lectures. One is called Sailing on an Endless Sea, My Life as a Songwriter. Another is a conversation with Paul Simon and former U.S. Poet Laureate Billy Collins. There's also a lecture called View from the Cloud, The Solitary Artist in a Collaborative Culture. And finally, he's going to do a musical performance with guitarist Mark Stewart. Now, tickets are free and went available this morning. So if you're anywhere near Emory, get in your car. Go over there. Go see if there's anything left.
Get thee to the university and snap up a pair as quick as possible.
Exactly, exactly. This is going to be a fantastic, fantastic series. I'm really intrigued by this kind of crossing of genres, and Paul Simon is certainly one of the most literary songwriters. There are lines that just scintillate. They're just perfect. They set up, you know, entire worlds just with an opening line in fantastic ways.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag.
I hope you can still get some tickets this morning. They are free, but limited to two per person per event. And the lectures are running Sunday the 22nd through Tuesday the 24th for those lucky enough to score some of them.
And Darren, it was our luck to spend a few minutes with you again this week. Thank you so very much, and we look forward to having you back in with us next Monday.
Absolutely, John. We'll see you then.
For more information about either of the events we've talked about today, head to our website. We're at wabe.org/citycafe.
Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw.